Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bitch. All right, you want to do some news?
And now, live from somewhere you don't want to be, it's all the news that makes you wonder what the fuck is going on. It's What the Hell News, only on the Johnny B Show.
What you got?
Well, I think the biggest news today is that the Rays split city plan on sharing part of their season in Montreal has been shut down by Major League Baseball, and St. Petersburg new mayor released a statement about the decision. He said Major League Baseball is simply not ready to cross that threshold. That's what Stu Sternberg said on the MLB's decision. He said, I understand that people want their team here all the time, but the he thinks that this is the way of the future, and the only reason that the MLB is turning it down is because they don't want the Rays to be first. They don't want somebody to take the plunge. But he thinks that this is going to be the wave of the future, where this happens with multiple teams and they have two cities. I don't think so either. Building the infrastructure for that, so you got to build two stadiums and be there half the season? Stadiums are billion-dollar ventures. They're not cheap.
He's full of crap, man. He's just greedy. All right, like, just stop, dude. You got to be patient. Tampa is the fastest building city in the country right now. I mean, we are growing like I think I read that we are actually the fastest growing city right now. Like, they're talking about Tampa taking over as like the tech epicenter, even like even taking over Silicon Valley. Like, we're huge. Everybody's moving here. We're a huge market. We're gonna be number 13 in media soon. Watch.
For whatever reason, the Rays don't have support. I don't know if it's just because it's in the city of St. Petersburg. People don't want to come down to St. Pete. St. Pete's more of an artsy-fartsy type of town. Maybe the local populace just isn't into it. They have one of the biggest TV audiences in Major League Baseball. So the support is there. It's just a matter of finding the perfect spot, you know, for that stadium and getting that corporate support.
I just got a text message, and I will not use their name. A little anonymity here, but somebody that works for the organization said that they and other employees are super happy about today's developments. Yeah, like, they didn't want it to happen.
What would they do? They would be out of a job half the year?
That doesn't make sense. Are they going to have two homes? Same thing with the players. Are you going to live in Tampa and Montreal? The whole thing was stupid. The whole thing. Now, they're going to have to figure it out. Now, it's all about getting corporate sponsorship and making it happen. And I think Tampa's primed for it to happen. Not St. Pete. Sorry, St. Pete. But it's going to have to happen in Tampa. And I think it will.
Is there room to put a baseball? It's not the prettiest place, though. You know, no offense. But where Raymond James Stadium is. Or is it? Mm-hmm. Is it still Raymond James Stadium?
Yes.
Okay. Well, wherever Raymond James Stadium is, where the Bucks play. I know they have, like, the Yankees spring training stuff there.
And it's still there.
That's kind of a bad look, I guess, if you have the Rays stadium right next to it. But it seems like every city, you know, has all their sports stadium kind of in the same area.
Yeah.
They got the basketball arena, hockey arena, whatever.
There was talks and, you know, rumors flying around that, you know, Raymond James is actually not new anymore. And that maybe they were, you know, in discussions, or, you know, there was a thought flying around to maybe have a new stadium that's for both, you know, maybe a retractable roof that can house the Bucks and the Rays, perhaps. But that, like I said, that was just some rumors that were flying around with some people that I know within sports media. Never did I see that even written down anywhere in any publications. But, I mean, Ybor City is, you know, that these talks have popped open again. And I think that's great. I think Ybor City or anything connected to Water Street and that whole development that's happening. I mean, our skyline has already changed dramatically in the last 2 years, and it's only going to get bigger and better. Downtown Tampa, Water Street, Ybor, all of that works. And they've already allocated room in Ybor and everything. It's not going to be a huge stadium, but we don't need it. Stadiums aren't getting a ton of people in them. Even Yankee Stadium doesn't sell out. You don't need 60,000 seats. You know, you can get away with 20,000 would be plenty. You know, just if they sell out, they sell out. But I think less is more when it comes to baseball stadium seatings. I really do. Most of your revenues from your television contracts. So I know I would go to a ton more games if they were in Tampa. I would. Just a fact. I mean, it's just how it is. It's tough. I live in Brandon. To get all the way over to a Rays game at 7:30, you know, it's hard with traffic and everything else, you know, to go on a regular basis. But I think the other thing is, it's just Tropicana Field's not a bad venue. It's just old, man. Nobody wants old. Nobody wants to go to an old movie theater.
No, you know? It's actually really nice in there. I mean, they did a lot of it. I don't know the last time you've been to a game, but it's pretty cool. They got the porch out there. They did a lot of remodeling to it.
Right.
I mean, it's a good.
I said, you know, it's good. For what it is, it's good, but it's still, it's not what the newer stadiums are. It's just not.
But it is an old building. I think it was built, what, in the 80s?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's probably due for some sort of upgrade. It seems like the city of St. Pete, at least under the former regime with Kreisman, they looked like they were ready to move on from the Rays.
Right.
And they you know, commissioned architecture firms to develop that space. And it looked pretty cool. I mean, realistically, there's probably going to be some sort of convention center built at that spot. And that will be probably really good, you know, for the city. But... You know, where would the Rays go at that point? I don't know. I don't know if they're going to stay. It seems like I listened to a little bit of the press conference today with Sternberg, and he kind of said, yeah, we'd like to stay here, but he didn't really sound like he wanted to stay here. So I don't know if he's going to look. He says, yes, the city of Tampa deserves a baseball team, and, you know, we believe that there is, you know, support here. They also had Montreal media there, too, and... in the Zoom with their French-Canadian accent saying, how long before you give up on the Tampa Bay area? I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I turned from French-Canadian to Arnold. You know, and he said, oh, well, you know, the very diplomatic politician
of
answer
course.
Of we're going to see what happens. You know, they are under contract to be at the Trop until 2027, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So a few more years there. But, I mean, the way time's going as fast as it's moving... That's going to be here anytime now. So they have to figure something out. And I don't know if the city of Tampa is going to be, you know, excited about building a baseball stadium in Tampa.
I think they are. I think we are.
Taxpayer money?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe.
I mean, that's usually how these things get built. That's the deal, is if we bring a franchise here, you got to build a stadium.
I'd be okay with it.
Taxpayers have to pay with it. Yeah.
I'd be okay with it because it just makes my city better. It brings more money to my city. I'd be okay with it, you know? I think it's going to happen. And I think 5 years is a great window because it's going to take a year to get the plans in place, get it going. It's only going to take about 2 years to build a stadium. So we have the time. I think it's set up perfect for it to stay in Tampa, for the Rays to stay in Tampa. So you have all kinds of... locations that it could happen in. You know, you have, you know, near the fairgrounds there, near the Hard Rock. I said that a long time ago. My first thought was build it next to the Hard Rock and build a walkover from the stadium to the Hard Rock. You want some sponsorships? I think they got some money over at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino. You know,
yeah, have them build it. Have the Seminole Tribe build the stadium. Yeah, and it'll be theirs.
That's what I'm saying, dude. There's ways to make it happen, and we have plenty of corporate money in Tampa now, and more all the time. So I think it's if Stu doesn't want to do it, and I know he says he wouldn't sell the team, but I was on Twitter today just like, sell the damn team. Of course, I said sell it to Tom Brady because I want the team to be winners. But, you know, wouldn't that be nice though if Tom Brady got like a – like an ownership group together the way Jeter did with the Marlins, you know?
Remember when Brady put him up in a Montreal Expo uniform? When they were talking about doing this split city thing, he put an Instagram photo of him in a Montreal Expos uniform.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
It's funny. But yeah, I mean, you never know. I mean, you can get a group together to buy the Rays if Stu wanted to sell it. He won't sell it, though, because they make a lot of money. They make a ton of money.
Well, so, like, what about Raymond James Stadium was built in 1996.
Yeah, it was 1997 was a or 98 was the first game.
98, September 20th, 1998 was when it first opened.
Oh,
that's
there.
That's not super old, but it's not, you know, certainly not a spring chicken either as far as these new, you know, NFL stadiums go, like Vegas and Dallas has.
Oh, my God.
So maybe they would be interested in combining forces with the Bucks or something and building some sort of shared venue type of thing. It always looks weird, though, whenever a baseball field is on a football, in a football stadium. You know what I mean? They used to do that in, like, in Oakland.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.